Welcome, friends. It's time to get your cacao ready and settle in as we join for another episode of Megan Hopper Presents The Cacao Crowd, where we'll connect to heal, empower, and learn to love ourselves a little more each day. Today, we've got a really exciting episode for you. It's based on the principle that I tell everyone when I start any session with them, any new client, any meditation ceremony, any cacao workshop. It's very simple, three little words: you are correct. So we're going to dig into that. And I have my friend Jen here as my very special guest today.
Hello.
Jen has joined me on multiple ceremonies and workshops, working with cacao, working with different meditations. So I'm so excited you're here. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for asking me. I'm so excited to be here.
And we're going to share some cacao and we're going to share some cacao with all of these wonderful people.
Yay.
So let's get started with what's in our cacao today. Today we've gotten, you can give it a little shake. It's settled. Okay. For those of you who have not had cacao before, welcome to the wonderful medicine that is cacao. It does tend to settle on the bottom. So you'll see us shaking it. Sometimes I'll have a mug and a little whisk and you'll see me whisking it. That's just to get all of that wonderful goodness back into the cacao so that when we drink it, we're getting it into our bodies and it's doing its wonderful magic. So today we have filtered water, always filtered water. You want to make sure that everything is as pure as possible going into your cacao. I use a cacao called Keith's Cacao almost exclusively. It's from Guatemala and has with it some amazing energies. Keith goes out by himself personally and picks the pods that are being used in this. So from where they're growing to when it gets to us, it's really handled well. And it really generates the energy.
Good.
So what you're smelling is the aromatherapy aspect of it. Yeah. It has cardamom, vanilla, and a little bit of cayenne. Ooh. It's a very traditional recipe, which is a little different than what I usually do for workshops.
Yes, it smells a little different. Yeah, that smells really good.
Yeah. So cardamom is really good for anti-inflammatory. And also as an aromatherapy, helping you breathe.
Oh, okay.
So it's really good to use before doing exercise or if you're going into a situation where you know you're going to have a lot of smells with Halloween coming up.
Right.
Before you go into a haunted house with all those fog machines.
Oh, good idea.
Sniff some cardamom oil. Okay. Practical information. The cayenne just kind of opens up your blood vessels, gets everything flowing a little bit faster. Vanilla, obviously, we all know, very good for anxiety, but also, fun fact, good for your hair.
Oh, it is.
Good for your hair.
Good. Good to know. All right.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to shake it up a little bit, give it an open, and exactly what you did first, giving it a sniff, really just get that in. Yeah. Taking a big inhale and letting the sense of it kind of get into you first, building your relationship with the cacao. Another inhale, letting that fill your whole body and releasing anything that you're ready to let go of. You can do this with your eyes open, with your eyes closed. I tend to do it with my eyes closed just because that way I'm limiting the distractions and really focusing in on the cacao. So again, inhaling and letting it fill you. And when you feel like you know exactly what is coming with this cacao, just quickly check in with yourself. Okay. Set a little intention. My intention for right now is that we're going to have a lot of fun for this half hour.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Nice. I like it. So go ahead and set your own intention. And with that in your mind, in your heart, pulling up from your root chakra, if you feel that, go ahead and take a sip. And feel it on the back of your tongue. Feel it going down your throat. and touching every one of your chakras as it moves through. Clearing your throat chakra. Yeah.
I just cleared your throat chakra. I heard that one.
Clearing your throat chakra, letting it come down into your heart, into your solar plexus, your sacral, and all the way to your root. Inhaling, big inhale, let it fill you. And a big exhale, just let everything go. And take another sip and watch that energy in your mind moving up through your chakras. Again, touching the back of your throat and now going upwards towards your third eye, towards your crown, radiating out the top of your head. Visualizing that column of light, of energy, of pure love, connecting you from the sky all the way to the ground. And I want to thank you for existing. Nothing more than that, just existing. And now I do a little dance because now I'm filled with happy energy. Ah, okay. So we're going to continue to enjoy our cacao as we talk today about our lessons, our techniques, our concepts, which again is going to be You Are Correct. But first, our fun fact. So for today's fun fact, we're going to start with what you think this means.
Okay.
Because that was how it came to me too.
Okay.
I was going through just an exercise and randomly decided to think about, well, what does it mean to be worth your salt?
Worth your salt. Oh, you were right? Talking about what things, meanings of things that I saw that.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you had a question about your interest.
We have a lot of esoteric conversations.
Yes, I know. Okay.
I blame it on the cacao. No. Yeah.
Worth your salt.
Yeah. So like journalists used to always say, oh, well, this one's worth their salt or that one's not worth their salt.
Right.
So what do you think? How do you think that phrase came to be? What do you think the origins of it are?
Worth your salt. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking like maybe your sweat and like, you know, salt and you're just kind of worth your effort.
Maybe. I like
my
it.
My salt. Yeah, that's what I feel like.
I like
something
it.
Something like that.
Okay. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
Because my logic went to you know, olden days before they had refrigerators and they needed to save things. And I was like, well, maybe they used the salt for preserving.
Right. And, you know. Yeah. And maybe salt was really worth something.
Fun story. It was.
That's what I. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah. So the phrase actually came from when the Romans would pay their warriors.
Okay.
Salt.
It's that old.
It's that old.
Okay. Yeah. That's
that
it's
old.
It's been around.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. However, to add to bar trivia, the oldest known salt production site is in Hrvatia, Bulgaria.
Okay.
And from 4500 BC.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure, you know, all of you trivia people now you have a fun fact. And all of you that make trivia, you're welcome. You have a question.
Wow. And now I feel like I know something. I learned something today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And salt goes really well with cacao.
Oh, salt would taste great with cacao.
Mm. A nice little salted to cacao. Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I needed a sip of my cacao. Okay, so let's get into the meat and potatoes of this.
Okay, and the salt.
Meat and potatoes and salt. Or, you know, vegan meat and sweet potatoes and Still salt. Yep. We're sticking salt. With Celtic
pink,
sea salt.
Oh, Celtic. Okay. Not pink Himalayan, Celtic.
Or pink Himalayan. Okay. Either way, both are good. Both just good. Not, you know,
table salt.
Yeah.
Not worth your table salt.
Don't do table salt. That will dehydrate you. That will deplete you of minerals. You don't want to do table salt. Salt is great. Salt will help actually keep nutrients in and help you keep hydration in. So you need salt, but Celtic sea salt or Himalayan pink sea salt, not table salt. Okay. Now that I've PSA'd that, because I feel like that was just very important.
That was. Yeah.
Let's prevent disease. Okay. So my three most important words when doing any work with anybody, you are correct. You, because nobody knows you better than you do. You live with yourself 24/7. You are in your own head. You are in your own body. You are the only person that is you. However many times people have told you you're not a unique snowflake, you are. You are a special and unique snowflake. You know you better than anyone else. Are is present tense. So really staying present in this moment. I'm not talking about you being correct for yourself 5 seconds from now, 5 minutes from now, 5 years from now, or in the other direction, 5 seconds ago, 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago. It's really where you are in your journey right now and honoring that, loving that, celebrating that, and allowing yourself to make those decisions and really own it in the present moment. Correct. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. Right. Correct. Yes. What makes you feel good? What feels like an inspired action? Where do you want to go? Where are you being called to or driven to? What's pulling you? Really feeling into your gut. So, you know, there's things that I'm going to say throughout this whole podcast, and you've worked with me in ceremony, right, where this is exactly how I open.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's talk about what that meant to you. Like, I can say all of that, but I've never been on the receiving side of that.
Oh, if you are correct.
Yeah.
It just meant to me, like, what you're feeling, everything, it's okay. It's not, even if you, like you always say, if I say something and you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. So, you know, it alleviates that resistance that you might have to someone. You feel comfortable. You feel comfortable because you are correct. And you are, you said it's a present moment. So you might, a minute later, it might be something different. I wasn't correct in that moment, but it's up to you. It's up to you. And you don't have that pushing and that resistance. That's what it was for me. It made me feel at ease. And awesome. In flow.
Yeah. I love that. No, yeah. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I want to come out of it.
Right.
And I'm glad that's what's being portrayed.
Yes, that's the energy that it radiates. It does. It feels, you have that energy.
And then you had said, you specifically mm-hmm. wrote it down. You used it a few times, a few days later.
Yes.
It really helped you. So how did that, just hearing those three simple words and being told, being given the permission to do that, how did that help empower you?
Because it's you in control. That's not really the right word, but you're just, how can I put it?
You're in charge of your own journey.
Yeah. You are in charge. Yes. In charge of your own journey, and whatever you're thinking at the moment is correct. So you're not having a negative thought about something. It's just a thought. It's there, and it's okay. It's okay to have that thought. It's okay to feel it. And it's your journey. It's not someone else's. So you're listening to yourself. You're listening to your own guidance, your own intuition. And you're kind of telling me it's okay to do that. You can do that. It's okay. And that's nice to hear. People don't tell you that. You don't hear that from the world. That, yeah, you are correct. And it's okay for you to feel what you want to feel on your journey.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to feel everyone else's stuff.
Well, a lot of times telling somebody that they're stuck in their emotions, mm-hmm. makes them feel like they're judged or they're being selfish.
Yes. And yes. And you're like saying it's even okay to be selfish. It's yes. okay. It's all right. It's yours.
Celebrate
it's
it.
Yours. It's yours. It's yeah.
It's celebrate it.
That's my favorite thing because I don't celebrate. I have been, but I didn't celebrate my own victories or anything. I just moved on to the next thing, the celebrating.
And that's what a lot of people do. That's mm-hmm. what we're very often taught to do.
Yes.
That we need to just get through something.
Right.
And move on to the next.
But I never thought about it. I didn't think, you know, you think you don't feel that people don't want you to cry or they don't want you to be upset or depressed, but then you some kind of don't want you to feel your joy either. The world does kind of tell you that. So I don't know. Somehow I developed that word. Oh, move on and don't celebrate and feel the joy. Move on to the next thing, you know?
Well, here's a question going back to what you just said there too.
Okay.
People don't want you to
feel upset.
People don't want you to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm the people pleaser. So that's been a thing. Yes, definitely. That's been a thing for me to learn. And I have from coming to your ceremonies and your workshops. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Who cares? I know.
Getting you the blush emoji.
Well, it has. And the you are correct does that. It's like, who cares what that person that. They're not correct. You
right. Well,
you're correct for yourself.
I make one caveat to my statement.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it needs to be said, but mm-hmm. just to go on the record.
Yeah.
You are correct, but do no harm.
Yes. Always do no harm.
Right, always do no harm.
Right.
Exactly. That's where the line is drawn.
Right. Yes.
If you're,
Right. Yeah. If you're going to harm, then do any harm. Still do no harm. Yes.
Right. Right.
Right. There's
one
I never took it as that. I always,
Well, no, just realizing that we're sitting here talking about.
You're correct. Go ahead.
We don't care what other people.
Rob that bank.
Don't
rob the bank. That is not correct. It's correct to want abundance or to strive for abundance.
Yes,
abundance, but robbing the bank is not the way.
Yes, abundance, prosperity.
Prosperity has been my word lately. I get that everywhere.
Yes, yes, manifesting all of it.
Right.
And we'll have another episode about manifesting and the proper ways to manifest, or not proper, but easiest ways to manifest, other ways to think about it so that you're not really stuck specifically on something. But that'll come later, so you'll just have to keep listening.
I'll be here. I'll be listening. Always.
Very cool. So when I first brought out those words, mm-hmm. you are correct, in the ceremony, what was the aha moment of that?
It wasn't what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting, you know, if you were guiding it, it was going to be, you were just going to tell us what to do, you know, to do. And it was very open. Like, you are correct. So I felt like even if you were guiding, I could go my own way. I could, you know, it was up to me, and it was liberating. Very, very much. That was my aha.
Yeah. I love the liberating.
Yes.
That's awesome. And that's what I want to create here too with this space. And that's what we will be creating here with this space, you know, giving you guys the platform as well to ask questions and get them answered and contribute your energies and really just make this one big community. Speaking of which, mm-hmm. we do have a Facebook community started for this podcast. Yes. Yeah. So go on over to Facebook and check out Megan Hopper Presents the Cacao Crowd. If you search for it, it'll come up. If you go to my link tree, it will be, I think it says join the community. So just click there and join on in, and then I can get your questions really easily.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that.
Yeah. I did notice that you were signed up for the 30-day challenge that's coming up.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yes. So for you guys that don't know, 30-day challenge that's coming up started with just these random Instagram posts. And Jen, you were one of the people that was responding and saying, this is great.
They were great ideas. They really were, just for the day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I asked a handful of people if we should expand on that. And you, along with a few others, are like, yes, I want to get these in my inbox. So also on my link tree, if you say join the 30-day challenge, every day you'll get an email that has a suggestion of how to get out of your head, how to connect with yourself.
There were a lot of them like, with you said you wanted to bring people together was one. Yep. Have people connect with each other. I loved that.
Yeah, really we're good. Also stay away from each other now.
Disconnected, right? And yeah.
So anything that we can do to, you know, safely bring everybody back together. Yeah. Let's do
great
it.
Great ideas.
Let's contribute. Yeah. So I think that's all I've got for today's episode. That was really just honing in the message of you are correct. And thank you, Jen, for joining me.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything that you wanted to add to?
That people should should try cacao. but I don't know. I think we pretty much said it. Just you are correct. Go with your gut. Go with how you feel in the moment, present moment, and liberate yourself, heal yourself. Yes. Very healing.
Awesome. Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And for anybody that wants to buy cacao, you can also do that on my Linktree, and it's a discounted link. So, yeah. But thank you guys so much for joining us today. Again, thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
And cheers.
Cheers.